This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC to curb littering on buses, Jamaica new chair of INBAR, and Police Convalescent Center gets well-needed ambulance and equipment. The news in detail after the break.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
Now the news. The Jamaica Urban Transit Company, JUTC, will be enforcing regulations barring eating, drinking, vending, and preaching on its buses as of Monday, January 5. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, says the move is in keeping with plans by the state-owned bus company to improve service delivery.
We really don't want to have a situation where people are experiencing disturbances while they are traveling. We don't want to have a situation where people are encountering unclean or an unhealthy environment when they take a bus. So we don't want vending on the buses. We are not preventing people from purchasing from vendors, but not on the buses, and we would encourage them not to eat on the buses.
Mr. Clark was speaking with JIS News on Wednesday. He's urging commuters to abide by the rules set out by the JUTC. Jamaica is the new head of the International Network for Bamboo and Rattan, INBAR, an intergovernmental organization of countries that have bamboo and or rattan resources in quantities that can be commercialized. Chairman of the Bureau of Standards Jamaica, BSJ, Professor Winston Davidson, said the INBAR Council selected Jamaica as the new chair of the organization at its recent meeting in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. He says the appointment will help Jamaica further develop its bamboo industry and establish the country as a major player in the field of bamboo product standardization.
With information from INBAR, we are developing a new standards-led, market-driven bamboo industry. Jamaica has to recognize that standards-driven, standards-led, market-driven industries are what will integrate Jamaica with the global marketplace and which will drive the economy to make it sustainable.
The BSJ chairman says his agency has already engaged several potential investors and stakeholders towards developing the necessary standards that will ensure consistency and quality in the local bamboo industry. The Jamaica Police Convalescent Center in Black River, St. Elizabeth, on Tuesday received a well-needed ambulance as well as medical equipment. The ambulance was donated by the Ministry of Health following discussions involving police lobby groups. Director and manager of the Jamaica Police Convalescent Center, Milton Daly, says prior to receiving the ambulance, the center would utilize the services of an ambulance from Kingston.
The difficulty with that, though, is that the drivers oftentimes would have had to leave from Kingston for those clients who had diagnostic tests or follow-up doctor's review to collect the patients, take them into Kingston, and then return with the patient and then head back to Kingston.
Director and manager of the Jamaica Police Convalescent Center, Milton Daly. The center also received 10 thermometers, 3 blood pressure machines, and a panic button system which has been installed. The Police Convalescent Center treats and cares for injured police officers. And Industry, Investment and Commerce Minister Anthony Hilton says the plastic bottle recycling project in Riverton Meadows represents a significant start towards the development of the community into a thriving recycling center. The project was launched on Tuesday and is expected to provide employment for hundreds of persons.
We recognize now that there is no longer anything called waste, that the recycling business is big business. The point I'm making, though, is that Riverton City is an asset to Jamaica, and we should develop it, we must develop it, and as Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce, we shall develop Riverton as a recycling industry in Jamaica.
Housed at the Jamaica Recycling Cooperative Plant in Riverton City along Spanish Town Road, the program has already seen the employment of 12 full-time workers and 50 part-time PET bottle suppliers. PET bottles are widely used to store soft drinks, food products, alcoholic beverages, detergents, cosmetics, pharmaceutical products, and edible oil. That was the JIS News. I'm Aroya Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.